Where is Seth today? Anybody know where Seth
is? I'll lay money that he's on Tom and Sue Addington's one-bedroom cottage in Kingston.
Ah,
because okay.
And you're advertising that for everyone else, too.
yeah. Because Instagram. He I saw some Florida. Pictures that looked
that's
like...
That's exactly right.
That looks nothing like Florida.
No.
And that little dog that lives near the Addingtons up there, I saw him, you know, rolling around by Seth's feet. And
Okay. So he just kind of blew us off on this podcast.
I think so.
He didn't even respond.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't. Well, I think we can carry on without him. What do y'all think?
I think so.
All right, let's do it. Let's carry on. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to The Ride Home, a podcast where Mickey Rapier of Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas joins other leaders in exploring all things fellowship, the scriptures, changed life stories, interviews, social issues, and anything else the Spirit might lead them to ponder. The goal of the Ride Home podcast is to encourage others to draw near to God, knowing, as James 4:8 tells us, He will draw near to us.
And thanks for joining us today on The Ride Home. I'm here in the podcast dungeon with Mark Schatzman and Abel Schaefer, two shady characters who will be integral in our leading Fellowship Bentonville.
That's shady with an S-C-H.
Oh, is that how you spell it? S-C-H.
S-C-H shady for both of us.
And the dungeon works.
Welcome, guys. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Looking forward to hearing from you today. But we're going to talk about Fellowship Bentonville, and Mark will be our congregational leader at Fellowship Bentonville, and Abel will be the community team leader. But these guys are going to make up the operations team for Fellowship Bentonville, and they'll be meeting with me on a regular basis to assure that we're on track with the elder parameters and initiatives. Our new campus is almost finished, and we hope to receive the certificate of occupancy from the city of Bentonville really, really soon. Mm-hmm. We opened the doors to fellowship services in May of 1984 in Bentonville in Dr. Jim and Ann Arkin's home. And here we are, almost 37 years later, opening a new campus on, let's say it together, February the 27th, 2022, a date that we have looked forward to for some time now. And we want to make it clear, Fellowship is not moving to Bentonville. Fellowship started out in Bentonville. We have been there since 1984. We're simply adding a new campus to make more room for more people to experience what God is doing through this ministry. Fellowship is God's church. It's not our church, but it's our responsibility to be good stewards. I want to take a moment and give a little history on how this new campus came into being, and I'm going to read this because I've got a lot of dates and facts in here, but the process of establishing a Bentonville campus began in late 2016. Now, we had just opened a few months before that Fellowship Fayetteville, and I wasn't looking to build another campus at that point. We were really just trying to decide how to navigate having two different campuses and how we were going to do that. But we had an offer of a donation of land in Bentonville, and the elders prayed, and in early 2017, we officially accepted the donation. And at that point, we made the decision to begin praying and exploring the possibility of developing a campus with the stipulation that we would return the land to the donors if we felt God was leading us otherwise. Mm. But by August of 2017, the elders were feeling led to move forward and approve the establishment of an account to begin raising funds for Fellowship Bentonville. Just to give us an idea of, was there enough interest? And that year, I visited every community group, Abel, some of them you and I visited together. I visited every community group in Bentonville, and the excitement and support was overwhelming. Mm. I remember the night we visited Mark and Allison Brenton's community group, and they had cupcakes decorated with Bentonville, it's time. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the kind of excitement that was in every group at that point. On January 31st, 2020, the elders gave us the go-ahead to commence construction immediately, and in mid-April, with all the city requirements fulfilled, we began to move dirt. 2022 seemed so far away back then, but here we are. The project will cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $28 million, and I predict that within the next couple of months, we will, because of the extreme generosity of the people of Fellowship from all of our congregations, that our giving to this project will surpass $20 million, and that's incredible, especially after what we have dealt with over the last couple of years in our nation and in our world. And so I'm grateful to God and grateful to the people of Fellowship for worshiping God through their sacrificial giving and for making all of this possible. So how are you feeling about all that, guys? It's finally come together.
Grateful. That's the first word that comes to mind.
That's the word that I was thinking too.
Yeah. So much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Not just land and a facility, but the movement of God's people has been big.
Yeah.
In every small group, from our oldest members, really even down to our young adults and our students.
Abel, did you in the years prior to, say, 2017, did anyone ever mention to you, hey, what about building a campus here in Bentonville after they heard we were doing something in Fayetteville?
Well, I'm sure you remember. You probably had more conversations than I did. And Mike Campbell was probably leading most of
those. Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, absolutely. The rumblings were happening, you know, a few years prior to that of, hey, will Fellowship Bentonville be a reality? And so, yeah, I started this role in 2010. And it wasn't too long after that I started hearing some different ideas about that, 2012. Yeah, probably 10 years ago.
It didn't take much to get people excited about it, did it?
Did not.
Well, I've talked about the history and the generosity of God and His people. Mark, tell us about the team that has come together and all that is in place for our kickoff on February the 27th.
Yeah, that's a great question. You mentioned the fact that time went quickly, you know, looking back from 2016 to 22.
And slowly.
And slowly. Yeah, we did have to be more patient than we wanted to be at times. But I think I feel the same way about the staff team, because 2 years ago, you and I were talking about who would join this team. And some people were obvious, you know, Bart Sego, Abel Schaefer, they were the cornerstone of what God had been doing, you know, among the Fellowship staff up in Bentonville. But then adding a team around them with worship and kids ministry, student ministry, support staff, administrative staff, facility, custodial, we had no idea who would be some of the names. And we met Monday, Abel, as a staff team and looked around the room. Almost every position is filled. And one by one, the Lord has just been really kind to give us faithful men and women. And we have good staff. I mean, staff that I would follow any day.
Well, that's really great to hear, and I'm going to hold you to it that you don't need any more staff.
I did use the phrase, Abel, almost.
Almost.
There's a qualifier.
I keep seeing them come through, you know. But tell us about some of the people, some of the positions, some of the roles that you see happening there that you're excited about. And I know you're excited about all of them.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of them are people who've been investing in the families in Bentonville for an awful long time. People who lead small groups and lead community groups there. So Angie Zimmerman will be heading up our elementary ministry. Our families know her. They'll walk in the first day and it'll feel like home.
She's been a stakeholder here for a long time.
An awful long time. In fact, I think has done almost every ministry and every job in elementary ministry that we have and now leads that team. Danny Sullivan and Caroline Rhodes will be with her. So it's a great team that's been together here at Fellowship Rogers. Susan Thomas will lead our early childhood team. And she really built this team almost not quite from scratch, but most of the newer staff are in that area. And again, they come from people who are Fellowship stakeholders, women who have loved this ministry and served for an awful long time. Seth Prim will be leading worship. Fellowship Student Ministry will be headed up by Kyle Plunkett over the guys and the team lead there. Tori Tutt, who has been with Fellowship Bentonville for an awful long time. And then Houston Clifton, leading worship. In fact, they're out this weekend leading them in a retreat. And we have a boatload of teenagers and leaders. Mickey, I don't remember the number exactly, but didn't you and I get a text and a picture one night this summer?
350.
Yeah. 350 kids and leaders at a city group from Bentonville. So that's pretty exciting.
That's pretty overwhelming.
Yes, it is.
That they could show up on day one.
Yeah. And obviously, we have more kids involved in cell groups than we do coming on a Sunday morning, and that's as it should be. Our cell groups are our best form of outreach. In fact, side note, Abel and I dream of the day then we'll say the same about adults, that we have more adults in community in Bentonville than even are attending on a Sunday morning. But even still, if two-thirds of those kids come on a Sunday morning, that's a big opening weekend.
Well, you know, and we've had some pretty incredible meetings at Easter and Christmas at Orchards Park here recently. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that Orchards Park, which is full of people.
How nervous were you, Abel, on Christmas Eve when you looked around?
I got nervous, yeah, no doubt.
And it's hard to count how many people are at a park, but I don't know. Mickey, would you say 2,000?
It was a lot. It was a lot because if you add all the kids in there, which you have to provide care for them, I would say it's probably getting close to that. I'm excited about the possibilities of new people because I saw so many new faces out there.
Yeah. And I think that will be so key for our community ministry. And Abel, you probably should say a word about that because that's just going to be the spiritual homes for so many new people and new families.
Yeah, that's been our prayer all along, that Fellowship Bentonville would be used by God for people to meet Jesus for the first time and also to grow in their relationship with him. And I think it's going to be exciting to see how that happens. And we just want to create an environment that invites the Lord to do his work. And I don't think any of us thinks it's about us. Mm-mm. I don't think we think a whole lot of ourselves, but we do want to be faithful with what's been put before us. And we do want to build it on prayer. We really want to build this ministry, this congregation on prayer and just asking God to do his work.
Absolutely. You know, and that's been something that we've talked about for a long, long time, back in the days when it was just Gary, Robert, and I, and God was just growing this ministry faster than we could keep up with, is we just wanted to stay out of the way. We didn't want to mess it up.
Don't want to mess it up.
Yeah. Don't want to mess it up. Well, we should say something nice about Seth as well.
Let's just a word or two.
Just a word or two. Not too much.
Yeah, Seth will be leading the worship team, obviously gifted worship leader, but a gifted pastor too. I mean, he just has a great heart for God's people and wants to see what God will do when we gather. And that gather-scatter strategy really is the bread and butter of the Cell Celebration ministry. We're going to come together and gather around the person of Jesus and his word, but then community all week long continue to scatter and do the same thing in homes. By the way, one of the prayers I remember Bart and Abel had early on was that we would launch Fellowship Bentonville out on the backs or out of the overflow of small groups that are growing. And during the pandemic, so the fall of 19, before the world shut down on March of 2020, we had, 54, 56 small groups?
That's right.
And this fall, so even during the pandemic, we're at 91 community groups and continuing to multiply.
Yeah. That's incredible. And I'm, you know, I've got one of those community groups, a wonderful group of young married couples. And our goal at the end of this year is to multiply. And, you know, it's kind of tough because I see the angst in their faces when we talk about that every time. But that's a responsibility that we have because there is such a huge need. Talk to us about that, Abel.
So we'll have a leader training coming up on January 16th. And one of the tools we're going to give to leaders is a lesson. And the lesson we're going to ask all leaders to go through with their community groups and just walk through and talk about what God's done in our group and what God could do through our group and asking people to pray through opportunities to multiply, opportunities to reach friends, opportunities to reach neighbors, opportunities to serve at Fellowship Bentonville. And so I think the multiplication opportunities are going to be there. I think they're there right now, but I think the need will drive. And it'll be fun to have a need drive leader multiplication rather than just a philosophy or a concept. Like, I think that'll be an exciting thing.
What about that person who says, "No, I can't lead a group. They're going to ask me questions I don't know the answer to." How do you respond to that?
Well, I think they will be in good company. I think they'll look around the room at all the rest of us who have all had, I've all been there. Every one of us has been there. And I love hearing stories from John Hefner or Greg Mertes or Sam Pearson.
Who's been leading for years.
Been leading, they're on our community leadership team. They're supporting community group leaders now. But every one of them said, they looked around the room and they wish they were in any other seat but that one. They want to be anywhere but in the leader seat because they just didn't feel like they were completely competent or completely like where they wanted to be. And now God just built them over the years of just putting one foot in front of the next, putting themselves out there and having that philosophy that it's really facilitating and it's orchestrating other people getting involved, and it's not built on the teacher where they just facilitate conversation and they—
That's it. Get the ball rolling.
Get the ball rolling and care for people midweek and try to do some things to get the group where it's really about life and truth and in the context of that authentic community. And so, I think once people get the vision and experience it, I think it gives them a lot more confidence.
You know, the group that I have, we've met through COVID. We've done the Zoom meetings. We did all that. And, you know, now we're back together again and enjoying one another's company. But, you know, sometimes we'll go play top golf together. Sometimes the girls will go for a walk together. Sometimes, let me see, what else have we done? We played pickleball. We went and played pickleball one night over at Osage Park. We had a Christmas party here recently.
By the way, how'd you do since your group is much younger than you?
Not so well.
Okay.
Not so well. But my wife did great. They keep bragging on her about how good she was. I'm just slower, you know, and sometimes you have to bend over to hit the ball and stuff.
So aggravating.
But, you know, you're exactly right. And one of the things that you do so well, Abel, and I could say this about Seth Prim as well, why I'm excited about both of you being in those roles, along with the Beth Kenyon and Hunter House. And I mean, we could just go on and on and on about the staff in place there is the ability to reach and raise up volunteers. We cannot survive if we don't have volunteers.
That's it. Produce and release spiritual leaders. That's the name of the game in every ministry area. And I get really excited about all of our teams and team leaders that have that heartbeat, that are just looking to raise up leaders and encourage them, equip them, and release them.
And we need to make sure everyone understands God is not so concerned about our ability, but our availability. And then allow, we're selling the Holy Spirit short if we think we can't do it.
Right.
Because we need to ask the question, what can God do through me in this?
Yeah, I love that definition, humility, seeing yourself as you truly are, nothing more and also nothing less. And I think sometimes there can be a little false humility where we think that we don't have anything to offer.
Yeah.
And that's just not true. God's given us lots of opportunities and lots of people and lots of investment of people in our lives that we need to turn around and pass on to others as well.
And the need is going to be great day one. We're going to have people coming and they're going to hear us talk about small groups and the importance of it. And they want to be a part of the group. And we're going to need leaders. We're going to need people who understand the concept and may have never led before who are willing to say, I'll lead.
Yep. And our step one for people who will be new to fellowship will say, go to Discover. And so we will have to have a ton of Discover small group leaders that will receive all these new folks and then hopefully launch them into community groups. We've had, that's probably been our best new group generation is out of Discover. I'll bet probably 6 or 7 out of 10 Discover groups turn into community groups. And so that's been a cool change, I feel like, over the years from just watching Discover evolve in that way.
Are your kids excited about having their own place in Bentonville?
My kids are pumped. They're pumped to be able to ride their bikes to campus. That's one thing. And they're excited to serve with kids, younger kids that they, you know, have been around probably a lot of years just being living in Bentonville. And they're excited to have a student ministry chocked full of friends from Washington and BHS and Lincoln and all their schools that they get to see all week.
There are going
to
be a lot of high fives and hugs on the 27th, aren't mm-hmm.
they? Yes, there will. Yes, there will. And tackling and kidney shots and all that stuff.
Well, that's just your house.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I know there's also 40 days of prayer coming up.
Yeah. It actually starts January 19th, which is week after next.
Yeah.
And so, which is 40 days out from launch date. And really, the idea was this. I mean, prayer has been part of the movement since we found out about the land, mm-hmm. even this thing started on day one.
Yes, it has.
We just want to make sure we end, well, we're not ending, but we finish this road to launch as dependently and as expectantly as we launched. And so we're calling every household, every individual at Fellowship Bentonville to join us in a daily 40 days of prayer. We'll make it easy. We'll put together a prayer guide that has one scripture to pray through and three prayer prompts. And it'll cover every ministry at the church, give us a chance to pray for our city, for our partner churches and friends that we already have in town and other churches that are doing God's thing, as well as city officials and leaders. But we are praying for revival and awakening.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And so everyone look for that. I'm sure it'll be available on our app, on our website, everywhere you can imagine. And if you don't know how to navigate those things, let us help you so that you can be a part of that prayer initiative.
And easy to even take your family through. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, we're talking three prayer prompts and one scripture around a different area of ministry at Fellowship Bentonville. And that could be done in the morning by yourself or at the dinner table around the table.
And you also have some plans for some leadership training and so forth. Once we get their certificate of occupancy, we have some opportunities there.
A big leader launch time will be the February 20th, where we'll have community group leaders, kids ministry leaders, worship. I know I'm forgetting others, Abel, but really leaders in every area of ministry come together, have some time kind of praying, celebrating, singing. And then take a tour of the facility. And so that'll be a week out from launch. So that'll let our leaders get familiar with the facility as well as we can celebrate what God's done.
What about an open house for everyone to come? What do you have set aside for that?
That kind of is our open house.
Okay.
The worship time and the celebration will be the first 45, 50 minutes, then 10 minutes or so break, and then the open house will launch right after
that. Okay, let people roam around and just look. Yeah. Yeah, that begs the question, what is a leader? It's anyone who exercises a measure of influence in the life of another person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, anyone.
What do we say around here? A maturing disciple with a ministry focus.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's it.
That really can be all of us.
Yep, it sure can. Mm-hmm. Also, let's talk about the building just a little bit. You know, when we built Fellowship Fayetteville, we realized immediately that we had built some of the areas too small. And then we launched right into another $4 million project right after it was finished to add a theater that we needed and to do some extra things with parking. And we did a land swap to make all that happen. We were still short on office space down there. And the place we had set aside for office space now is going to be taken up by the city as they expand the road down there. So that's put us behind on doing something about that. But tell us things that you guys are excited about on our campus in Bentonville.
Yeah, I'm excited to work around our staff team where I really haven't been able to do that a whole lot. Being a community pastor in Bentonville over the years, we spent most of our time in Bentonville with the community and just getting to be around our other staff, rub shoulders, and have – you know, really being around our admin and other team members. And I think there's going to be a lot of really productive, healthy, you know, sharpening and idea generation and, you know, co-laboring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm grateful for the elders choosing to go ahead and build a facility that we think is large enough for that growth. And so the addition you did in Fayetteville, we started day one with in Bentonville. And that's a good thing to start with. I think we'll have enough kids space. The office building will be a little different than in Fayetteville in that it's detached from the kids' classrooms and worship center. I actually think that's going to be a help to us in the long run. Number one, it gives us about an 80-foot courtyard between the two buildings, and that's going to be a great spot for young adults and young professionals to gather, Mickey, I can see outdoor concerts with food trucks pulled up and some things Hunter House will do with community that's going to
really
be powerful.
Neat spot.
I really agree. So what became a functional place I think will be a great ministry tool.
Could somebody my age go and use that courtyard? Or
You could set up and tear down. Of course. No, we'll.
You can serve coffee.
Yeah, I could even see, there's kind of a neat piece of art that'll be at the one end of that courtyard that's being worked on right now. Mm-hmm. I could see renewal of the vow ceremonies happening out there, baptisms. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe even an outdoor wedding will be done right
there. It's a good spot.
But then the office building itself. So the Fellowship Student Ministry, the FSM room, and the offices will be on that smaller building on the ground floor. But then above that will be three rooms that are similar to what we have on the lodge. At the lodge on the main campus.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So we creatively are calling the larger room the Great Room.
Yeah.
That's pretty creative branding, don't you think?
I do.
So, but it's a great gathering spot for training leaders.
Almost as large as the lodge.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't then stepped it off, but
the classroom that's next to it is probably a little larger than the small room in the lodge. Mm-hmm. And then we have a conference room. But I could see our people, our leaders, using that upstairs continually.
And then the large foyer outside the worship center leading right into the children's area. Everything is set up where you can pull up, you can let your family off, and then go park your car if the weather's bad or something like that. Everything's established to make it as convenient as possible for everyone who attends.
Yeah, one of the building designs that I'm particularly excited about is just that it's storefront in the sense that all parking is on one side.
Yes.
And everyone is entering the building on one side. Here in Rogers, people are entering. You got 360 all around the building parking. And so I think it's going to give us the opportunity to welcome and connect people just very simply, because we'll see people coming in from the one parking lot area.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about that.
Place to park your bike.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this week, did you notice the bike racks were installed?
Yes, bike racks are up.
Are there enough of them?
For Bentonville? We'll see.
1,000? Are there 1,000 bike racks?
There are trees out there if you want to wrap your locker
chain
around
it up to cars and trees, whatever.
Another bike.
Yeah, sure.
Also, let's talk about traffic, because that's the question I get asked a lot. What about the traffic? And I know Doug Raines is working on that. We're having a meeting with the police department upcoming in a week or so.
I think next week.
Yeah. So what do we know about traffic thus far, and how is that going to work, Mark?
Can I say one thing on the front end? This will be a great opportunity to exercise the fruit of the spirit of patience, Mickey. And so in all seriousness, there's no changing the fact that that's a one-lane each-way chip and seal road along McCollum.
For now.
For now, right. And it is in the 10-year plan with the city of Bentonville to expand that. But I think we'll have to be patient on the front end and realize that the road's not going to get any bigger in the short term. We also have several churches on that road.
Right.
And so we'll work together there. Our starting times of our services are staggered a little differently than Grace Point down the street, and that's done on purpose. We will have traffic control trying to move people through. But everybody will enter through the north and exit through the south. So we won't be cutting across each other.
Right, right. People should know that. And Tiger Boulevard.
Right. And then taking a right on Tiger rather than trying to go down and take a left.
Don't want to do that.
I reached out months ago to the Bentonville Police Department just to, number one, ask how we could serve them as a local church. And they started talking to me about traffic. And their comment was funny. They said, oh, you won't need to tell people not to do that. They'll do it one time and never do it again.
Because I live there, and I know what it's like to try to pull out on McCollum to get to the freeway.
It's just you think you're saving a couple of minutes, and you'll just increase your commute home. So better to take a ride on Tiger and work your way down J Street and then on to Central.
Yeah, because you can go a lot of different directions from J Street. That's the way to go.
You know, the opportunity to reach our neighbors, even our new neighbors that we haven't met yet. I mean, we continue to hear in Northwest Arkansas, particularly Benton County, But that, what is it, between 34 and 38 people per day mm-hmm. move into our area. Mm-hmm. In fact, when I used that statistic once in a community group, it was Steve Goss's community group, and he's with the Mercy Medical System. And he corrected me and said, Mark, that number is net, meaning there's a higher number new coming in. And that's just for those leaving, the attrition that naturally happens. So we have 10,000 people per year that we have an opportunity to meet, engage, and be the presence of Christ to. There's nothing that's a greater privilege than that. So I keep thinking, Lord, would you put our neighbors, and then would you put a handful of nations on our heart mm-hmm. for global missions? We don't have to tackle everything, but could there be a handful of global places that we can make a deep impact in?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's been all about from the very beginning. And I appreciate the fact that the two of you, along with Seth, are leading the charge and taking responsibility. And then all the other staff members who have said, I will go, or I will step up mm-hmm. and I'll lead out. And all the volunteers mm-hmm. that we have hundreds of volunteers already, and we need more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage you, if you feel like God is putting it on your heart to volunteer in some way, to step up and say yes, to contact Abel or Mark or Seth or any of our other leaders and let them know that you are ready to serve and God can do mighty things through you.
Mickey, could I even give an easy way they could even get online?
Absolutely.
If they'll just go to fellowshipbentonville.org/serve and just let us know they're willing and available. We'll have one of our staff members reach out and contact from there, because if you're coming from Fellowship Rogers to Fellowship Bentonville, would you assume that you're coming because the Lord wants to invite you into the joy of serving with Him?
Mm-hmm.
Just assume that you're part of the core.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful thing about all this is that, once again, we get to make more room for more people to experience what we have here. And it's like the lady told me who was involved in the Fellowship Fayetteville Project. She said, how often in life do you have the opportunity to be a part of something as significant as this?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a blessing.
Amen.
Thank you all for being here today. God bless you. Bentonville, it's time.